Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Wendy's knows a better breakfast starts with a better biscuit. That's why you can get a hot and buttery Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked egg, and cheese for just $1. Get your Wendy's Buck Biscuit sandwich today. Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Join the show now as Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today and visit them at betql.com as well. He's on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now, too. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Ross, thanks for coming on.
Of course. I got two things to tell you guys, though.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah,
you know what? This is a true story. I just went and got my booster shot.
Okay.
And as I'm driving back, I pop in a Starbucks. I love it. I did the app, and I timed it up perfectly right before you guys called me. I'm in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which is the state capital, central Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And the guy behind the counter at Starbucks, super friendly. Hey, how are you? And then I grab my Frappuccino, and I walk out. Have a great day. He was wearing a Green Bay Packers mask.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
And I knew you guys were going to call me. I was half tempted to be like, hey, dude, watch this. I'm about to get called by the biggest, best radio station in Wisconsin to talk Packers. Like, I almost wanted to, like, go back behind the, hey, you want to say something? You want to talk to Gary Emerson, legend? You want to talk to Sparky? I didn't do it because there was a bunch of people. Like, who are these people that every day just go into the Starbucks and just work there like it's their house?
Yep,
like,
they do.
I am amazed. There's people just sitting there. I see them every time I ever go in there. It's the same people, and they got their same spots.
Yep.
Like, if I own that Starbucks, I'd be like, listen, dude, you better get $200 a day of coffee or get your butt out of here. So, anyway, that was funny story number one. Number two,
yes,
we got to do this. Like, we got to do this show a different time. I try to eat healthy during the week, right? Like,
yeah.
Super healthy, because on the weekends, like, I'm doing three games this week. I got the Cowboys, Raiders,
yeah,
Houston college football Saturday, then Ravens, Browns. So I have a lot of press box food that I'll post on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. But every time I'm about to have, like, salmon and vegetables, and Sparky always talks about the breakfast sandwiches or whatever at Wendy's, and it's killing me. You're killing me, Sparky. I'm a recovering offensive lineman.
Yeah. You know, that's the one thing that I always am amazed by. You offensive linemen are so big and fat to a degree when you play. And then they get done, and the weight just...
Whoop, this guy
drops off and is gone.
This guy here, which I don't understand. I saw him the other day. He's eating some Cuban food somewhere, which looks all, just delicious. He's eating all this good food, plates, mounds and mounds of food. And I see pictures of him. He's all ripped up and cut up. I don't get it because I can't eat like that and look like he does. Blows my mind.
All right. So Gary, here's what I would tell you. Okay. First of all, I'm not ripped up or cut at all. I am 250 pounds, so at 6'5", that looks decent, I guess. Here's the deal. I work out like twice a day. Like, I already worked out at 5 a.m. I'll work out again at like 3 p.m. And during the week, you don't see all the food I eat that I don't post. If I eat something good, I post it. Everything else I eat is healthy crap. Like this morning,
okay,
I had blueberries and Greek yogurt.
Well, start posting some of the blueberries and Greek yogurt because you're starting to make me feel bad.
Well, no. And then for lunch, I'll have grilled salmon and vegetables. For dinner, I'll have a salad. Like my other meals are lame. Now, I will say this. To me, they actually taste pretty good, and I'm used to it. But it just sort of sustains me to my next real, like last night, okay? My daughters made dumplings with their aunt. And so we all got vanilla ice cream and dumplings, apple dumplings, which I'm a huge fan of. Neither one of my daughters liked the dumplings. So I took down 3 apple dumplings last night with vanilla ice cream. So they didn't even want the vanilla ice cream that was touching the dumpling. They wanted a new bowl new vanilla ice cream and chocolate syrup.
No.
So if you look at my Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, I took down 3 apple dumplings and 3 scoops of vanilla ice cream last night.
So give me your workout in the morning, then. What does that consist of, then?
I change it up a lot, but I do an hour of cardio.
Okay.
4 days a week.
Okay.
I lift 3 days a week. And I do interval training and yoga 3 days a week.
Okay.
So probably 10 workouts a week. Oh, definitely 8 or 9.
Okay. I can get down with it.
Ross, we got your Twitter up. Yeah. And you did clean 3 bowls. That is true. That is very true. It looks delicious, though. It looks really, really good. Yeah, it
By
does.
By the way, I'm starting to get upset for you guys. Like, it's not cool that Elgton Jenkins just tore his ACL.
No, not at all.
That's not cool.
No.
He's the best offensive lineman. And then I find out today that the reason why Bakhtiari's still not back, he had to get his knee scoped.
Yep.
Now, I hope that fixes the issue, but I got to be honest with you guys. Yeah. Like, my Spidey sense goes up on that. That's not good, bro.
No, it's not.
That's not good at all. Mm-mm. That means something went wrong with the ACL surgery. And I'm nervous about Bakhtiari. I hope the scope cleaned it up. But when a guy has a major surgery and then he needs a scope to clean it up.
Not good.
He usually then has to get a couple more scopes. And it's like it's like a maintenance thing. He's just trying to get through it for the next couple of years. Like I don't know who did the surgery, but I'm concerned for Packer Nation today.
Well, because even if you get the scope, and even if they do it right, let's just say they err on the side of caution, that's a month. That's 4 weeks.
Well, and Gary, something went wrong.
Yes, something went wrong. Yes.
Most guys, after they have an ACL surgery, don't have to get
it scoped.
I'm not blaming anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it didn't go smoothly. It didn't go well. So then it's, okay, question number one, did the scope fix it? Question two, how long will it be till he's back? Question three, when he's back after the scope, is he really 100%?
No.
Or is he battling through it?
And that's the worst thing that could happen, battling through it.
Right. And I don't want to go too far with this, but it's not great for Rodgers coming back next year either. If Bakhtiari's not 100% right and totally fine, that's kind of one more thing. Although it seems like, you guys tell me, it seems like he's softened a little bit on that because they're letting him have say in personnel. Is that fair?
Feels like it, yes. I would agree with that. Feels like it.
Well, then good. Well, then maybe it won't be a factor. Maybe maybe he and Devontae will both stay, and Bakhtiari will be fine. But, the thing that's crazy is I think there's a pretty decent chance that the Packers are, the best team in the NFC.
Wait,
if they just have their guys.
What happened to your guy Tannehill in Tennessee that you were promoting last week?
What did he just say?
What happened with Tannehill? Four picks against the Texans, your number two team in your power rankings. Told you, Tennessee did not belong there.
Did you not hear me say? So, Sparky, I know you're Wisconsin-centric, but you're aware that the Titans are in the AFC.
I don't care.
Fine.
They're not better than the Packers.
I said Packers, best team in the NFC.
No, you said the Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
You said the Cowboys were one.
Yes.
Tennessee 2, Packers 3. Yeah, that's what you said.
But guess what? That's the beauty of my power rankings on the Raw Sucker Football Podcast. I change them every week based on what I saw. So this week, I have the Packers ahead of the Cowboys. I think I have them ahead of the Titans.
There you go.
But I still have that. I have them behind the Arizona Cardinals. I'm actually impressed by the Arizona Cardinals. Think about this for a second, guys.
Yes.
Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
James Conner.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy.
Right.
AJ Green. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about all the guys that went to Arizona that you're all kind of like, that guy probably isn't. I mean, that's a real feather in their coach, Kingsbury, who I've been really hard on. Like, how do you not have a winning record in college with Patrick Mahomes? But, dude, I mean, he's got a bunch of veterans that have come in and played much better than I thought they would.
Can you tell me, give me this, what don't you like about Mike McCarthy? I just feel like Mike is just, he's taking a lot of hits out here as of late when he's got probably the number one offense in the league.
I don't think. Well, first of all, and I don't know if this is fair or unfair, but first of all, I don't think he has hardly anything to do with the offense. I think he had everything to do with the offense in Green Bay when it went stale. I think Kellen Moore controls everything offensively for the Cowboys. Which, by the way, is not a knock on McCarthy, because if I was the head coach, I wouldn't call the plays. That sounds like a lot of work. I would let some young guy that's smart and sharp call the plays. It's not a knock on McCarthy, but he doesn't get the credit for it. Like, he doesn't get for the offensive play design.
Well, I would say this, Ross. It looks to me as the same offense that they had in Green Bay when he was here. And it's all predicated on one-on-one matchups with your receivers. So you got to have good talent. So it looks like when they had Jordy Nelson, Jennings, JerMichael Finley, and all them guys. That's what this offense looks like right now in Dallas. It didn't look like that
So that is very interesting, Gary, that you say that, especially because they couldn't score a touchdown.
Didn't look like that before he got
Sunday
there.
On Sunday against the Chiefs,
right.
Even though I teased them up to getting 8.5 points on the Even Money podcast, they couldn't even get one touchdown.
Right.
And it's because Cooper didn't play, and then CeeDee Lamb got hurt, and the O-line got destroyed by Chris Jones.
Correct.
That's exactly what happened. Follow him on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, Odyssey NFL Insider, Westwood One radio analyst as well. Ross, thanks so much.
Appreciate you, man.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, Ross.
Likewise. See you guys. You too.
Yep. All right. Take care. There he is, Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. He's on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Ross Tucker depressed me. I'll tell you why next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.